you're going to experience anger, you're going to get triggered, you're going to feel jealous, you're going to say the wrong thing, and you're going to feel overwhelmed. These are all aspects of being human. Practicing presence is less about getting rid of these things and more about meeting these moments with openness, curiosity, and heartfulness. Corey Mascara, Stop Missing Your Life. Curiosity, as Corey explains, is the antidote for fear. Most of the time when we feel fear, our instinct is to run from it, to hide and wait for it to pass. And this is a good thing if we're being chased by a tiger, or a serial killer, or a creepy clown. But I have a hunch that none of those things are true right now. Assuming I'm right, congratulations. You can take a deep breath. Now, practice meeting your fear and anxiety with openness and curiosity. Chances are these emotions you're feeling are due to a perceived outcome of a future event. Most likely, a story you've told yourself about what's going to happen. That story may or may not be based on actual events. Sure, past experience might color your expectations, but your past does not define your future. Try this. Allow yourself to sit with the feeling of fear and then ask yourself, is the story I'm telling myself about this future event true? I'll save you time. It's not, because the future hasn't happened yet. Curiosity. Why am I feeling this way about something that hasn't happened yet, especially if I can't really predict the outcome? Openness. Can you be open to the possibility that things will go far better than you're imagining? I mean, look, if you're going to make up a story about what might happen, why not choose to focus on a more positive outcome? Do you have the courage to imagine the best possible outcome? When you align yourself with that possibility, you're energetically pointed in the right direction. Look, fear is a wall that may seem impenetrable, but if you take a closer look, you'll see that the wall has many holes, many weak points. Some of these points can be conquered by deploying a little curiosity and openness. Thank you.